in the end, a victory here, a comfortable victory. Pleased with the performance today?
Yeah, overall we're pleased. You know, obviously we've been trying to bring in a couple of new players into the squad that hopefully would be able to step up to Championship football, Oisin, and they were able to do that today. You know, we knew that Antrim were going to bring a lot to the table, particularly in the forward division. They were excellent in their match against Fermanagh the last day, so we had to be able to deal with that in the first half. They really, really put it up to us, and thankfully in the second half we got over the line and got the result we wanted.
Yeah. We've seen something similar to what happened in Celtic Park, this Premiership third quarter now that we have in Gaelic, and I suppose Donegal really stepped it up in those opening 10 minutes there.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, Fermanagh asked a lot of questions in the first half, and the key thing is when you've got young players is that, you know, you can answer them questions. And Carl didn't start and Rory didn't start, and then when Big Neil went off, you know, that was a moment where, you know, somebody had to step up to the plate, and thankfully Oren Manelis and Leo and Jigger and these guys did. And that's very positive, you know, for the squad.
You mentioned Oren there. He put in a fantastic stint in that second half, and he got on the scoreboard numerous times as well. But some of his fielding as well in midfield was great.
No, lovely to see it. You know, some really top-notch catches in there. You know, and he can fetch a ball, and he's not the biggest, but he's got a great leap, and he grew into the game, I felt, you know, and it was a big job. He was going out to mark Michael McCann today, and Michael McCann is probably one of their top three players, and he had to do a big job on him, and also try and contribute himself. And in fairness, I thought he kept Michael McCann really quiet, and then he also played really well at the other end of the pitch for us.
The goals were fantastic today, the execution of them, and particularly young Jigger's goal.
I think all three, because Liam McLoone has proved now that he's very, very good. He's very cool, you know, in that position, and that's very positive. And Jigger's goal was one where, you know, you're looking for the ball to go over the bar, you're happy with the point, and then he turns on to his right and he finishes. But Dermot Malloy's finish was excellent as well. It was a really good finish as well. So that's positive as well. And it's good for the group as well. We've got the six subs on, you know, and everybody now will be pushing hard for the next 4 weeks.
Yeah, just on Carl and Rory, what's the situation with them?
Carl is probably nearly ready to play, to be honest with you. He's only 48 hours away from being able to play, but we just didn't want to risk him. Rory, it was very innocuous. He just kind of overstretched going for a ball the last night, and damaged his groin. I don't know how, that, maybe a week with that. And then Big Neil sort of felt it a wee bit when he went to fetch a kick out. So we'll reevaluate all that now. But we've got a month, and we've got to get everybody now back, you know, onto the training field on Tuesday night, hopefully, and moving forward again.
Back into an Ulster final. This is your fourth now in a row, and I suppose in modern day Gaelic football, it's a big achievement for the county to be there, four in a row.
Oh, it's fantastic, Oisin. You know, and I mean, it's where we wanted to be at the start of the year, and we're back there now, and we'll really enjoy this 4 weeks now, and we look forward to it. And I suppose the only thing I'd say to the people of Donegal is, you know, that are listening, is that every single thing we can do in our power to try and win it, that's what we will be trying to do. We'll give it absolutely everything in our training, and hopefully we will do the same on match day itself.
Okay, Jim, thanks. Best of luck.